is my life, and I want to spend it with you.
Oh, believe it or not, that tenor on that track.
Lordy, Lordy, have mercy.
Is still doing it.
He can still sing it in that key, too, boy.
Can you do it?
Yes,
Milton Duggar.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lavender Gumption Records and Dr. Duop, co-host of the Doc and the Doug Show here.
That's
WEA.
Right. Just tell folks it ain't the third Saturday of the month. This is the Mark Steiner Show, not the Doc and the Doug.
But when they're here, they take over.
Oh, yeah, because I'm the Doc.
And he is the Doug.
There you go.
Does that make me the mug?
You're the mug. We're going to mug you.
He's the brother from another mother.
That's man. Right. All right, man. Hey.
So, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Here we are in the 50th year of Milton Duggar's life in the entertainment business. 50 years, Duggar.
Yeah, man. You know, from those days of sitting there at the Royal Theater, watching folks on stage during the 50s into the early 60s to winding up being on stage for myself. That's a dream come true, a lot of people. I was a student at what is now Towson University, and a classmate of mine said, "Hey, man, you want to audition for my band?" I said, okay. So I went and auditioned, and they kind of liked me. Charlie Steinmetz, he's still my buddy today.
Charlie Steinmetz.
All these years later. And the group was called at that time the Caravels. But when we went to make a record, we found out that Bulova Watch people owned the patent
on
the name Caravel.
You, copyright, you, yeah.
Even
right.
Today, there's the
Caravel Watches,
okay? Yeah. So we changed our name to Chaumont. And people have called me from Paris and asked, you know, are we French? No, we were not French. Actually, the Chaumont was going to be an RCA TV. And as legend has it, Charlie Steinmetz's dad saw that, and he said, "Why don't you guys call yourselves in there?" The rest is history.
There you go.
That's it. That's how it starts, man. That's how it starts. Yes, indeed.
But you know, originally I was first recorded by a guy who had a private label out of Baltimore called Odell Records.
Odell.
And that was in 1964. We did a song I wrote with a piano player called "That's Where You Belong." That was the first recording. And what you just heard was when we, as the Chaumonts, went into business for ourselves with the Bay Sound record label.
Well, you know something, too? Just like Milton, when it comes to music, when we come to our shows on Saturday, we'll bring the same artists in, not even speaking to each other, but he'll bring the love songs done by him, and I'll bring the dance songs done by him, and that's the way it happens.
Yeah.
Because I was in Philadelphia, I was in a group that I formed my brother called Sparkling Champagne. Our first group was led by a guy named Bobby Cook, who was one of the original Blue Notes, going back to My Hero in those days.
Mm-hmm.
T. Life, who discovered Evelyn Champagne King, and they did that song called Shame. He took us into the studio to record a song we did called Miss Magic Motion. You know what happened? Bobby Cook from the Blue Note owed the recording studio money. So they refused to release T. Life till Bobby paid them. Well, Bobby was busted. You know? So that's why we got the demo of it, but it never came out.
Yep.
So now, this the time when you all first started performing and during that period was an interesting musical time.
Yes, sir.
Things were shifting in the 50s and
60s. Oh, yes.
You know,
and there were these great guys. You were telling me before we went on the Gabe, when we were talking on the phone the other day and the day before, Doug, about about all the great DJs behind the mic in that period of time.
Even more importantly than behind the mic, Mark, is in our lives.
Oh, yes.
These guys weren't just behind the mic. They were part of our growing up.
Oh, yeah.
The fat man would get on there and yell and scream about, wake up, get to school, learn, so you can earn.
Fat Daddy.
Yes, there were... you know, subtle messages to us about staying on the right path, all right? The first guy in the Baltimore area of African-American history is Chuck Richards, who was a big band singer and returned to Baltimore, sort of like Ruby Glover did.
Oh,
Ruby got out there on the road and determined it was crazy, and she'd rather come back. And so she came back. She told me that story. You know, she said that they used to set her up on stage, Mark, because she was she's not bragging. She was telling the truth. She was that good that the other gals out there didn't want to go on after her or have her go on before or after. So it got to be such a witch hunt. And the same thing with Chuck. You know, the big band thing. The entertainment business is not a nice business.
No, it never has been.
Never has
okay,
been.
It's a mean world out there.
It's a rough business.
It's getting meaner. You
know? Yes, indeed.
But you know, another thing about the docs back then, they weren't just announcers on radio.
Right.
They were personalities.
Right.
Now, remember you turned the radio on and listened to your show. What came on? E to the Liac. This is the Doc, and I'm back on the scene with the record machine saying, oop, oop, a do, and how do you do? Jocko Henderson. Remember what we had to do? Then Georgie was
oop,
the guy.
Oop, a do, and how do you do?
Then hey, Georgie was the guy with the goods.
But our equivalent with, because you know, Jocko came out of Baltimore, by the way.
Yeah.
Henderson really was a Baltimore guy, too.
Yeah.
But he was big in Philadelphia and later New York. Mm-hmm. But his mentor, well, the person he copied was a guy named Maurice
Hot Rod.
Hobert. Really, Hobert, but anyhow, he and my dad were in school together. Maurice Hot Rod. And he called himself the man with no hair and no worldly care.
That's right.
Hot and Rod. Always talked about specimens of feminine pulchritude. Love these guys. I mean, these guys. And then there was, of course, Kelson, Chop Chop. Fisher.
Yeah. Right.
WSID in the mornings. He'd send us on off to school.
EBB and SID were the two African-American stations in the day.
Exactly.
And the WWN.
Yes, but WEBB was owned by the Feldman family, and they brought some class act guys to Baltimore as African-Americans. Wiley Daniels.
Right.
Eddie Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Matthews, the newsman who later went on to be over at WBAL.
Right.
I mean, they all came to town because the Feldman family brought them in. And, of course, Wiley went on to be WJZ newsman.
That's right.
And Chuck Richards, who I spoke of first, became Mr. Fortune on Channel 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Right. These guys went on and did things. Eddie Morrison put out the record The Madison. I'm sorry, did take it from one of the Baltimore groups, but we won't talk about that right now.
We should have had a little Madison on here. That was a good
Madison. So it's good for all that.
So let's hear a little song from back in the day right now. Lovers Never Say Goodbye.
Now, let me say something about this song.
Yes.
Everybody, the Flamingos.
Everybody liked I Wanna Have Eyes for You. This was the song.
Yes.
This was the song.
Never Say Goodbye. Lovers Never Say Goodbye.
For me.
Flamingos.
Oh, yes.
Who that is, Doc?
That's Buzzy. Buzzy.
What? Coat Street?
Oh, yeah, and from Baltimore.
Jerry Buzzy Johnson.
Yeah, who wrote the song.
He wrote the song. He's singing the song.
He's singing the song.
But more importantly, for 1959 on, he was the vocal arranger for the Flamingos. A quick story about Buzzy. He was trying to figure out how to do the song, I Only Have Eyes for You. And he said it just came to him in a dream. And he taught the guys the I Only Have Eyes for You, which was not the record they thought was going to be the hit. They thought Good Night, Sweetheart was going to be the hit. But it turns...
Somebody turned it over. And
it's amazing.
Spot. Yeah.
And so, doo-wop-chop.
Doo-wop. I was about to say doo-wop-chop.
That's right. I mean, Everybody knows that.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
And that's how we wound up with this doo-wop name, because it was actually just vocal group rhythm and blues. Doo-wop was
That's where the word doo-wop came from?
Yeah, from the background vocals. Yeah.
There's many a song that had doo-wop.
Doo-wop, show-wop,
lots of doo-wops in there.
Oh, yes.
So it's all a very interesting thing. And you know, then we had a group out of Chicago. The Moon Glows?
No, Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay. The Moon Glows. Harvey
Fuqua and Bobby Lester.
Yeah, and they made a version of, a popular song now, Blue Velvet, which has been done by many people. But these are the guys who made a difference.
There were five of them, right?
That's right, five unbelievable guys. Yeah, with the guitar.
We're going to hear a little of that. It's the time. Here we go. Blue Velvet, The Moon Glows.
It was the night we hear softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet.
That's what she wore. She wore blue velvet, and she showed enough look tasty in it.
Yes, indeed. Have mercy.
How you said you off?
No. She looked very tasty.
Hello. Hello, Dolly. You can't get around it. You know, out in Detroit, you know, Detroit's been a hotbed for music, period.
Yeah, right.
Before Motown.
Okay.
I mean, there are many people who had nothing to do with Motown who have been big stars out of Detroit. But one of the greatest guys is a guy who was a teenager.
Oh, I know who you're going to talk about.
When he started out. And this guy could sing so well that people, as in the case of what I was talking about with Ruby Glover, people didn't want to go on stage, Mark, after this fellow went on stage. Because he was
a little gangster,
that good, and there are lots of songs that we could have chosen by or for or about him, but we've chosen the one that people usually think of Peggy Lee as having done, but Fever was originally done by
Little Willie John.
Little Willie John out of Detroit.
What year was this? He put this out.
That was about 57,
58.
Yes. And he was 14 years old singing these songs.
Right.
16, 17.
Listen to this version of Fever. Yeah. The original. Listen to this.
You never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause they don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever.
My
in the fever,
pie.
Honey.
1958, fever.
That's a deep fever. Little Willie John.
Yeah, that's right.
He was barely 20 years old when he did this particular piece, right? In 58, he was born in 36, 7. Let me check this out.
Yeah, check it out, because it was a
interesting guy. He died in prison, didn't he?
I'm wrong. Sir. Fever, 1956.
All right.
1956, and this came out. And
he was born in?
And then Peggy Lee did it in 58.
Right.
And she made this giant hit.
That's right. Because she was on.
Because she was white.
The Everywhere. Okay.
Just saying.
Yes. Just right.
but that's the way it happened back in the
day.
That's
right.
That's what happened. The black radio stations back in the day were put down at the end of the radio band. That's so the white teenagers, when going to their station,
right,
wouldn't find the black stations.
Right, because the EA was like 1360. And like WCO was like 60.
There you go.
Right.
And 1010 was WSID.
Right. 1010.
Right. Lost in the middle there.
And
you know?
WIM was 1400.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But, you know, Little Willie John, the only problem was the guy was a thug, Mark. He liked to pick fights. Yeah, and that is actually the truth about what happened to him. He killed someone and wound up.
Washington State Penitentiary. And he was in that Washington State.
Yeah, all the way out there in the state of Washington.
He had a Napoleon complex.
He
knifed somebody in a fight in Seattle.
Yeah.
He
would just pick fights. But that man's perfect pitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, a gospel pop sound. He was just fantastic and laid the groundwork for man. It is said that Jackie Wilson refused to go on stage after Little Willie John was on stage. Because Little Willie John could outdance and outsing him. Okay? Well, very interesting story there. What do you think?
I think it was very nice. You ought to write a book about it, man.
They do. There's a book called
Fever. I said you ought to write a book about it.
Oh. Yeah.
He was out of prison when he recorded his last album and he went back to jail.
Yeah.
And he died in jail.
Yes.
Little Willie John.
Very interesting book.
But I remember Fever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a kid hearing, what's your name's Fever, you know, Peggy Lee.
Sure.
But then, you know, people you hung with, they would put on these 45s.
Right.
And they played the original.
That's right.
And I didn't know it was the original then.
Indeed. That's,
you know,
exactly
that,
right.
That was, you know, that was.
Little Willie John.
Right.
Yeah. It's all a very interesting thing.
It was a slow jitterbug dance.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Slow jitterbug.
Yeah, that's right.
Mid-temple dance. Oh, yeah. That's right. Indeed.
That's what it was.
Now, let me tell you now. The next person we're talking about, James Zeta Hawkins, a.k.a. Etta James.
Etta James. You want to do that now? Okay. Oh,
all I can do is cry. Check it out.
And this is but one.
I heard church bells ringing. I heard a choir singing.
All I could do is cry. Etta James.
Etta James.
Yes.
She had such a career.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it spanned so many decades.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And she was this fighter. She came back from her addiction and kept her career rolling. And she was just an amazing woman.
You know, she came to town to the Artscape.
Yes.
During the latter part of her career.
Right, right.
And she was totally amazed at the people shouting out, "We saw you at the Royal Theater." She said, "You really remember?"
Yeah,
and I can say, yes, I did.
In the early 60s,
many
she played
a time.
The Royal Theater.
Yes, indeed. She was down at the Royal many a day.
Now, I don't like surrounding like these old men talk about old back in the day, but
yes.
Let me just say that.
This was back in the day.
There was something about the Royal Theater.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody came through.
Chitlin Circuit, my brother.
Everybody came through.
Yes, sir.
Everybody.
They had nowhere else to go.
They had nowhere else to go. That's it. But Miles Davis came through.
Yeah.
You know?
All of them.
I mean,
Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday.
The Duke.
I didn't see Billie Holiday, but.
The Count.
But, right.
Well, all them came through.
She was gone before me, but.
Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
right. I put a spell on you.
The Temptations. The Impressions.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
You know? Yeah. Moms Mabley.
Yes.
I just saw that documentary.
Yeah, man.
Woody Goldberg did on Moms Mabley.
Yeah.
Really strong.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. Well, Moms came through. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Moms.
And so did the guy who was basically a drunk when in back in the day, and his name was Flip Wilson.
Flip Wilson, right.
He'd come to the Royal all the time. Went on to become the biggest black comedy man with his Geraldine.
Right.
Well, you know what? The music we're talking about, the artist we're talking about, represents a period when music was music.
Mm-hmm.
They told stories in the song. I don't know, but today's music.
Oh, you see, you're getting like old man now talking about today's music's no good.
No, I'm not saying it's no good, but you know, back in the day when you listened to radio, you sat down there and listened to the radio like you were watching TV. That's how the power of the DJs.
You mean there were
had.
No videos, my brother?
No videos, man.
They didn't give you the picture of what you should be feeling and seeing.
No, they didn't. You had to hear it in the music.
You mean you had to have imagination?
Imagination, man. Yes, indeed. You had to have it.
That was
man.
Too much work.
No, it wasn't. You know, come on, think about going to the house parties.
Yeah.
People walking in with a handful of 45s, you know, and all night long, the same two or three were playing over and over again, you know.
Yes, how about who you getting ready to talk about?
Oh, Lord, 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 I can't help it.
And we've met them and been in their company.
Arlene Smith,
mm-hmm.
along with the sexy, sexy Chantels out of New York City.
Sweet Lois.
Oh, the song they did called He's Gone. Check it out. Smith,
wow.
Sexy, sexy Arlene Smith and the Chantels.
And even without Arlene's presence today, those Chantels
sing the tails off, man.
Lois and those girls.
Oh, yeah. They have a CD
out.
Oh,
man. They were just in town for the, you know, the doo-wop show thing, you know, MPT's thing, you know.
Right.
A couple
right
years ago, they were right here at the Meyerhoff. Oh, man. They have a young girl singing the lead who's just as good as Arlene. Arlene comes out every now and then, it seems. But the other women are there, and their harmony is the same as when they were teenagers. It's unbelievable.
You know, not to get off the Chantels. On one of the shows he went to see, he had you remember the Orlines?
Yes.
The girl who sang lead for the Orlines is now singing backup for the Shirelles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but what goes around comes around in the music business. So it's a great thing, and it's just a tremendous, tremendous time. But, you know.
But this is a group that also was a group of people after. This is the mid-late 50s.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When they were hot.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No question about it.
Let me tell you something.
I was just a little thing. Y'all were running the streets.
Maybe.
But let me tell you something.
I was just a little boy.
Let me tell you something. The male vocal groups were the kings of the record charts.
Right, until they came along.
Arlene Smith came along and just kicked the door wide open for females.
Guy named Richard Barrett.
Richard Barrett.
Yes,
right.
Indeed.
Tremendous vocal coach and songwriter.
He was behind the Chantels.
Discovered the Chantels and Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Oh, yeah.
And then he heard this little boy on the corner.
Little boy on the corner.
Little boy on the corner. This is Doc's favorite thing.
Let me tell you something.
I'm going to shut up about this. Yeah.
This guy was the master of singing. Vocal group?
No question.
Frankie Lyman? Oh, man. He was a young kid, but he sang like an adult.
Yeah.
Let's hold Frankie for a minute.
Okay.
Let's come back with Frankie Lyman.
All righty.
Let's come back with Frankie Lyman.
You got it.
And because he was.
Yep.
He was young, just like Little Willie John, but very different human being.
Seminal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could say that.
He wasn't the same kind of
no
thug and
no.
No.
No, just a love of them.
What?
Three women at the same time. They.
All right, we stop right now. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Knock in the dark. Don't go away.
I'm married to three women.
Baby, baby, how I want you. Baby, baby, how I need you. Baby, baby, you're the only one. Two, three, four. Baby, baby, how I miss you. Baby, baby, say you want me. Two, three, four, five. You're my favorite number. All that counts is you. Five, six, stop. Baby, baby, when I'm near you. Baby, baby, I go right to. Baby, baby, heaven number seven, eight, nine, ten. Baby, baby, in your arms, dear. Baby, baby, all your charms, dear. Baby, baby, I appreciate nine.
Here with Milton Duggar and Dr. Doo-Wop.
And
Doc in the Doug Show every third Saturday here on WEAA.
Right. Yes, indeed.
And, of course, Doug. Duggar is also celebrating his 50th year in the entertainment business.
Oh, yeah, we've got
big
a little affair coming up.
November 30th.
November 30th, we're going to be featuring Lady A, the Blue Lights, Dennis Fisher, and Sheila Ross Group, huh? The Gumption Records Recording Band. We've got Saturday, the band, featuring Kimberly Rose. By the way, also Cindy Burns. We've got Cyrus. Okay?
Yeah,
so
Cyrus.
We've got... the Doc and the Doug there, too,
oh,
by
definitely,
the way.
Definitely.
6 to 11 p.m.
That's right. On Saturday, November 30, give us a call at 410-938-8411. That's 410-938-8411. We'll bring it up again before we finish, but we've got to talk about little Frankie. Yeah,
first of all, we want to see your face in the place
as
you put your feet beneath the seat, okay?
Yes. All right.
Now, talk. Get to Frankie again.
Yeah, what about him?
What about Frankie? As you heard, he was a marvelous vocalist.
Yes.
The song Baby Baby was a kiddie song, but he handled the song in an adult fashion.
Yep.
He was good. He was good.
Yeah, he was.
Frankie was
especially good. You know,
goodness.
that makes this guy could really sing adult songs. What's that one? The song that he called it? I love refrain. Out in the cold again.
Out in the cold again.
I mean,
oh
that,
yeah.
Oh man.
Creation of love.
Yes, indeed. Oh,
yes, indeed.
Real, the phrasing and interpretation was far beyond his 14, 15 years.
In each era, seems to have a young person.
Yes.
After him came Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
And then Michael Jackson.
Yes.
That's
right.
Every era has its kind of young voice that comes
come
out.
Along
and
well, we're looking in this generation.
We don't have one now.
You want me to go beyond your generation? Is that what you're trying to say?
We're looking.
You don't want me to go beyond that. So I'm trying to say. That.
You're looking for those under 40 who are the okay.
Well, see, when Milton was a young, when Milton was a young kid, when he enjoyed music as a young kid, Milton did. He would just sit back in his cave and.
All right, next we want to get.
Let's talk about something else for a second.
Yes,
we have a little fat daddy here, don't we?
Yes, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Good.
Let's talk about, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the Larry Dean studio.
Yes.
Larry Dean came to town, originally out of Detroit, but he'd also stopped in New York at WWRL.
Exactly.
And Larry came to town and went to WITH, actually taking Hot Rod's place.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry was the 7 to midnight man, and he was noted for sugar, sugar, sugar. That was his favorite little thing.
Sugar, sugar, sugar.
But Larry wanted to be more than a DJ, and so he became the program director and actually a pseudo general manager when the guys at the other end of the dial, 1400, said, we're going to go from all white to all black overnight. This is a true story.
Yeah.
Larry Dean went out and got every top black DJ in Baltimore radio and compiled all of those people into the WWIN DJs. I'm talking here about Paul Fat Daddy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Kelson Chop Chop Fisher.
Yeah.
I'm talking here about Rockin' Robin. Mm-hmm. I'm talking here about Maurice Hot Rod Hallbert. I'm talking here about the fact that he brought in later, and who later became the program director, a guy named Big Al Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Al Jefferson's coming to town in April. He is 93 years old.
He's coming to town in April?
He's coming to town in April to receive his accolades for...
From where? From who?
He lives in Washington. And there's a young lady who has been honoring and celebrating.
Uh-huh.
We maybe get her to come on and talk to
you
about what she wants to do, okay? So we searched the World Wide Web, right? And said, is there a Fat Daddy message out there somewhere? And look at what we found.
15 miles per hour on Thursday, currently downtown Baltimore, from the winning sound in town, WWIN. At 8:33, we have a temperature of 70 degrees, 70 wind degrees, downtown Baltimore, from WWIN. Good morning.
News headlines from WEN Radio. Get full details from ABC at 5 minutes before the hour.
Missed any of the action on the last part of the Fat Daddy's Soul Morning Show? Brother, you missed a lot.
I'm so happy to be here today. And for all of you that are searching for the answer to your problem in life, if you're ready right now, we're gonna solve it. And this is all you got to do.
Burn, Fat Daddy, burn.
Chidley D, won't you listen to me?
Fat
and don't you dare say what you said on the telephone, Mark Steiner.
I'm not going to say what he got fired for.
Right. Thank you very much.
Every time I hear the Supreme's eye, blank, 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 blank.
And so did I.
And that's why they let him go. Very quick call here, 410-319-8888. Let's go to Soul Towns. Is that right? You're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Steiner.
Good morning.
I want you to know that I am totally and completely enjoying this show and all the information that you young men are giving out today is just so pertinent to all this talent that we have here in Maryland and have come out of Maryland. And it's so nice to listen to a show that's so informative. And I want you to know that I appreciate it and I'm enjoying it immensely.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Well, you know, we made good friends with a guy who wrote a tune about a situation that happened in his life, Mark. And he was over the girl's house, and the family said that, son, it's time for you to go home. Do you know what time it is? I think you should go. Your mama didn't mean for you to stay at my house. You go home to your house. So he was walking home. And he came up with this song. This is a true story. Oh, yeah. I heard it from him himself, right, Doc?
Oh, definitely so.
And the name of the song was Good Night, Sweetheart, done by the original version.
The Spaniards.
James Poogie Hudson and the Spaniards.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go.
All righty, righty, mighty tidy, okay?
We're going to
wind things down with one that comes from a young lady out of Baltimore.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
And the girls who won this thing. And let's go right into
well,
it's going to take a miracle.
On the way out, remind folks where to call to come to the event.
Call us at 410-938-8411 for your tickets to
It'll be the Doc and the Doug
and the 50th anniversary of Milt in the business.
There
all right.
You'll be fun, okay?
You'll be out
and
by 11.
And this is going to be a little bit of... That's right. For all you old folks, we'll have you home by midnight.
Emma's waiting outside.
We're going to have the gurney and the wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sheila Ross from Baltimore with the Royalettes.
Going to take a miracle.
Take a
Doug
miracle.
And Doc, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, man.
Love you both. Good to have you in the studio.
All right.
All right.